Thank you. Okay, I'm gonna some of this is relatively easy to understand. Some of it is very hard. So what starts with Siman Samach Vav, Hilchos Iska. So an Iska means basically a business agreement. So basically, I'm sure everybody heard the words Heter Iska. So Heter Iska means that you have a business agreement, and meaning if somebody has to lend, somebody has to borrow money, and the only way he can borrow money is with interest, and it's between two yidden. So the way you basically structure the con, you structure a contract that they become partners as opposed to it being a loan. And if you structure it properly, then it's allowed. Now, this is really a stopgap measure. It's really not a lechatchila. The Gemara really doesn't discuss it even so much about a heter iska. So, but the Chachamim saw that the economy basically rides on people having money and funds available to borrow. So when people stopped lending because they couldn't lend with interest, so the Chachamim saw that it was more important to lend with interest. So they had to make this heter iska. So that's what this siman is about. So in the beginning, he just describes it. Then he actually writes down contracts with the names of people. It's a little interesting why he put it in that way, because the Shulchan Aruch. But okay, we'll try. But that's the background to it. So Hilchos Iska, Alef. Somebody gives his friend money that he should do business with it. And they're going to split the profit, which is your classic case of a silent partner versus, I forgot what the other lashon is, active partner, meaning one guy provides the money, one guy does the work. So essentially, what happens is the guy providing the money, and then they're going to split the profits 50-50, right? So let's say I give $1,000 to somebody, and that somebody is gonna do a business for me, and we're gonna split the profit. So essentially, what I'm doing is I'm lending him $500, and he's gonna make money off that $500, and he's doing all the work. So essentially, I'm lending him $500. He's going to be paying me back $500 whenever it is that he pays it back. Plus, he's working for free, meaning I'm not paying him to work.
So
So he's
you gave him $1,000.
I gave him 1,000, but 500 is his, 500 is mine, right? That's why we're splitting the profits. I gave him, we're a partner. I'm giving the money, I'm doing no work. He's doing all the work,
Then
right?
why is 500 his? You gave him a
Because we're
thousand.
splitting the profits. We're splitting the profits, right? If you split the profits on $1,000, that means half is mine, half is his.
Half the profits, but not you gave
But
him a
that
thousand
means that
dollars though.
half of the, of course, that ha I'm providing him the money to get. You can only make profit if you have money. If right, without money, you're not making profit. I mean, you have to have the money to buy the product or whatever it is. But you're not getting anywhere unless you start with money, which is why availability of funds is so important. Right? So, yeah, it's not so easy to understand. But after I don't want to say many hours, many minutes of trying to understand this. Not necessarily in this sugi, but when learning Bava Metzia, that this is what it comes out, that when somebody, the silent partner is essentially lending half the money to the active partner, because the active partner doesn't have money. So essentially he's getting a loan of half the money that's being given to him. Right? So therefore when he's doing the work on behalf of the silent partner, so he's essentially doing the work in lieu of the money he's getting. So that's ribis. But gamma hefsidi gamma al shneim b'shava, and both of them are gonna equally take losses. Zeo nikra iska, that's what we call an iska, v'asam b'nei ki achatzi mimo zeh hu milva b'yad hamakabel. And this it's asur because half the money that was lent, b'yad hamakabel sharei hu b'achraya shalei, that's in his achrayas. Who noitelus a revach, and he's going to take the profit, v'gama hefsed alav, and then the loss is on him too. V'achatzi hu pikadon atzlo, half the money he's watching, sharei hu ba'achrayas ha'noisin, that's in the achrayas of the noisin. V'hu lokeach, and he, meaning the borrower, is taking the revach mi'chatzi zeh from that half, v'gama hefsed mi'chatzi zeh alav. So basically, since they're both accepting, if you remember from yesterday's kitzer, when you accept responsibility, that becomes more problematic than when you don't accept responsibility. So here, the silent partner and the active partner are both accepting responsibility. Makabel shu misasik, and a makabel who is misasik, the terech b'chatziyah pekodin shu shayach la'noisin, and he's busy with the half of the pekodin that's shayach to the noisin. Zeh rak mipnei shenoisin le'asach chatzi ba'avo. That's only because he's giving the half as a loan. Avi ribis for aser, so that's ribis and it's aser. So your standard partnership is going to be ribis. So okay, so how are we going to get around it? B'yesh heter l'zeh im ha'noisin noisin l'makabel eze schar. If the guy that gives it will be makabel eze schar b'shvil ha'omel v'atereh shu musasik l'chalkei for all the work that he's doing. Meaning the active partner, if you pay him and he's going to say even a little bit of money, then he is going to, now he's working for that money. So therefore now his work is not on behalf of the loan. And he should decide and give immediately with this b'shas nesinas amoyis a little bit of schar, and then it's enough even a little davar muat. That's why, I don't know if anybody's done a heteriska, but if you ever were zaycha to do one, I don't know if it's a zaycha to do one, if you ever did one, so then the lender has to give a dollar to the borrower. And that dollar is in lieu of all the work that the borrower is doing on behalf of the lender in the business. Hopefully we'll get a little clearer when we go a little further. They're allowed to make a tanai that the makabel is not nemon to say that he lost the keren, except he has two aidim to get him to admit that he lost it. And on the proof, on the profit, he is going to be nemon only with a shvua. Okay, gimel gam yichon lahasnis. So, but instead of doing that, they're also able to make a tanai shahabreira hu biyada makabel, that the breira is biyada makabel. The makabel, meaning the borrower, has the option shem yirtzalos is lahanoisin kach v'kach, that if he wants to give the giver, meaning the lender, who we're going to call the investor, this and this amount ba'ad chelak harevach shaloi for his portion, then he has the rishus. And all the extra will go to him. This is the classic where instead of the lender splitting all the profits with the borrower, so what they're going to do, again, we're doing an iska here, so it's a lender and a borrower, but it's the money partner, the silent partner, together with the active partner. So instead of him having to deal with profits, what they can do is I can say, you know what? I'm guaranteeing you a 10% return and you will not take a loss. Meaning, this is what the borrower is saying. You're going to get a 10% return. You're guaranteed to have no loss, but you're guaranteed also to take no more than 10%. Right? And that is what we do with our heter iskas, and that's hence the interest that the guy gets. And then there's no shvua, no anything, because he's guaranteed to take his 10% and finish. That's the proper way. Because mistama, the makabel doesn't want to swear, meaning the borrower doesn't want to swear. And he'll give to the giver, meaning to the lender, whatever they decided. That is the heter iska that's nog b'neinu. And even if the makabel knows that he's not going to profit, even if he loses, he's allowed to give to the noisin, the keren, with the profits that they decided. There's no iser. Since he has under shvua, he's able to pater himself with his money from the shvua. So again, what he's doing is he's giving to the lender / silent partner / investor a certain percentage, and that's in lieu of all profits and all losses. And that's essentially how we get around the ribis issue. And this is what anybody who's lending money to somebody and he wants to get interest, so then you structure it like that. These contracts are available online from some of the kashrus websites have it, and you just fill it out, and this is essentially what it says. Dalit. But if you're going to have, and you, if How does this go? If the mekabel, meaning the borrower, is going to take a portion of the profits for this and this amount, meaning by if he tells him that he's giving it to him, he's giving him a portion of the business, and he's going to for sure get this amount of money, then that's also. The mekabel has to have the choice, right? Meaning, what this is saying is that if he gives him no choice, how to explain it? Meaning, I'm sorry, I'm trying to figure out how to say this properly. If he's getting a, I think it means basically the way to say it is he's taking a portion of the business, and he's gonna have to give the investor later, kach v'kach b'chol oifen, he's gonna have to give him a portion of the business in any situation, and it's not like on a percentage basis, then that will be also because it's unrealized profits and they don't know if it's going to be. But you have to give the makabel, the brera, meaning the guy doing the borrower, essentially the borrower has to have a choice here. Okay, I'm not really explaining that too well. I apologize. Hey, nothing like iskal's man. If he makes a one of these heter iskas and it expires at a certain time in Isakavetzlaya, but he what which happens a lot in the loan, and he says, I need to extend the loan. Gam achras man apiroin, even after the time that it's due. Tzarach ha-mesasek litin le-revach, so the mesasek has to give profit. Gam ba'aras man she'achar, even for the extended time of the loan. Ki mestama nisha b'yodo el tanai rishon, because mestama, we're going to say, it's going to be his on the with the original tanai. Mekol makom tov yoyse lichtov tekef, but it's best to write immediately that if he leaves the money by the makabel after a while, yeah, gam came but tonight that it'll also be in this tonight. Vav nusach shtar iska. What's the nusach of a shtar iska? So now he goes. He now he goes through an entire contract. Maidani chasam mata shekibalti liyadim es Reuven Horvitz. Me ungvar sach meya zehufim, 100 gold coins, istricha, whatever, Austrian gold coins. With Taurus iska lachatzis shana miyom delamata, for half a year from the date on the bottom. V'schayavti and I'm requiring myself that any good merchandise that is going to make money. Ba'ad sachan al for that 100 gold coins, v'hem koydum l'ma'aysai, and they come before my own investments. V'chol ha'revach sh'yitin Hashem li'yodi, me'os ha'schayra, whatever profit I make from that merchandise, yam mechza liba, mechza l'Rebruven and all. Half goes to me and half goes to Rebruven who lent him the money. V'chein chas v'shalom l'hefzid hu chelak k'chelak. Same thing, if there's going to be a loss, we're going to split it equally. U'miyad la'achar k'lois chatzi shana m'yoyim d'lamata, and at the end of a half a year, of the date below, ani mechuyev lahachzel reuven anal es hakeren v'gam chatzi revach shalei. I have to give him the keren and half revach. V'lo yeh li nemanus loymer hifsadeti ela al pi shnei edim ksherim, and I'm not going to be believed on my own, only with two kosher edim. V'al harevach lo yeh neman rak b'shvua, and on the profits, I'm also not going to be without a shvua. V'ulam tanai hoye beinenu, but we made a condition, we stipulated shem erze liten loy ba'ad chelak revach shalei yud zehuvim. If he wants, that if I want, I'm sorry, meaning the lender wants, like we said in the previous one, it's up to the lender. If I want that instead of the profit, I'll give him 10 gold coins, which is 10%. As I ain't loyal, I shum tviya, then he can't complain to me at all. The extra is going to go to me. Even if it ends up being a lot of profit. And all the credibility to the Balashtar, Afla Achrasman Peroin, continues even after the time is up for it to be paid back. As long as they don't give back the money, It's a continuation of this business agreement. V'kibalti schar amoli, and I also was mekabel schar for my work, which we said before in Ois Beis, that you have to pay for it, so it shouldn't be ribbis. Ungvar chav cheshva tofresh lamed aleph. Shimon Eisenstein, Befenenu Edom Levi Blaustein, Yehuda Hachbrayer. Okay. So those that's like a real legit star from the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. All right. Now, you don't really need Edom to have a heteriska. People ask this question all the time. Or you need Edom. So you don't need Edom. Just for this one, for whatever reason, he had Edom. Okay, that's
stop the record and re-record.
Yeah, thank you.